We started today's daf was daf gimel and bava kama. We started by talking about where do we see shen and regel, the tooth and the foot are written in the pasuk by causing damage. Part number two of the daf on Amud Aleph was talking about where do we see the subcategories of damagers of a tooth and a foot, and we went through those different cases of what are considered subcategories. Then the third part of daf was talking about the subcategory of a bore, of a pit, and we were still trying to find out throughout the whole daf what was Rav Papa talking about when he said there are some subcategories of these damagers that are not like the damager himself. And we kept going back and forth trying to figure it out, and we couldn't figure it out. And even by the subcategory of a pit, that didn't work. And the last part of the daf was then we finally asked, okay, so what is it referring to? What was Rav Papa referring to when he said the subcategory of one of the damagers is not like the damager? So he was referring to a subcategory of the foot. But we said that that is like the damager. So he says, no, it's talking about chatzi nezek tzorot, half of the damage that must be paid if, let's say, someone stepped on a pebble and that shot out and hit someone's utensils, kelim, and broke them. You'd only have to pay half the damage. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. Unlike if damage was actually caused by the animal's foot, that is a nezek shalem. That's an actual fine that you have to pay the full payment. Whereas over here, it's only a half payment and it's a money payment versus a fine. Therefore, that's the case of a subcategory that is different than the main category of damage. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.